Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Hilchus Tefillin Klayud Gimel Simin Gimel. Noigin Lavorach Al Shayad Lohaniyach Tefillin Al Shavrosh Al Mitzas Tefillin. Vechein Nogu B'Medinas Eilu. V'yesh Noigin Lavorach Al Shayad Rak Lohaniyach V'Kaygam Al Shavrosh. So how many brachas do you make, and what are the brachas? So that's the issue the Chayadim is dealing with. So there's one opinion that says you make a bracha on the Shayad and the Shavrosh. You're not speaking in between. It's doing two mitzvahs. Both of the mitzvah putting on tefillin. So one bracha should suffice for both. Therefore you make the bracha of l'niach tefillin. And you put on the shayad. And without any interruption, you put on the shorosh as well. The Gemara does mention there is a second bracha. So these rishonim who understand like that you only make one bracha, understand that that's relevant in a scenario where a person spoke between the Shayad and the Shorosh, which he should not have done so. And had he not done so, he'd only make one bracha. But since he did speak, he needs to make a bracha a second time. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is as opposed to repeating the same bracha again, which is the common practice we would normally do when a person lost his bracha and needs a new bracha. Instead of that, there is a Tekon of Chazal to make a different bracha on the Shorosh. So that's one opinion. That's the opinion which the Edut HaMizrach follows. But they only make one bracha on the tefillin, shayad, and shorosh. However, the minhag of the Ashkenazim, as Tosfos quotes, is to make a bracha on the shayad and the shorosh, each one separately. A bracha on the shayad, lo haniach tefillin, the bracha on shorosh, al mitzas tefillin. But Tosfos points out that the Gemara does say if you spoke, you need to make a bracha on the Shorosh. What's that scenario? You're making a bracha on the Shorosh anyway. So he says, actually, what that's referring to the bracha of Lohaniach Tefillin, which means if a person spoke between the Shayad and the Shorosh, he would actually make two brachas on the Shorosh. He'd make a bracha of Lohaniach Tefillin, not straighten out the tefillin yet, make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, and then straighten out the tefillin. So you make two brachas according to minhag Ashkenaz. If he would speak between the shayad and the shorosh, you make two brachas on the shorosh. It also means that the bracha of l'niach tefillin on the shayad is really going on the shorosh as well. So really, every day you really have two brachas on the shorosh. You have the bracha of l'niach tefillin, which goes on the shayad and the shorosh, and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, which goes on the shorosh only. So therefore, the same way the Sfaradim have to be machmir not to speak between the Shayad and the Shorosh, Ashkenazim also do not speak between the Shayad and the Shorosh, that the bracha is going to go on the Shayad and the Shorosh. So the Chayadim says again, Menoigim Lavorach al Shayad lo niach tefillin, al Shorosh lo amitzitzilin, we make a bracha of lo niach tefillin on the Shayad, amitzitzilin on the Shorosh. Chaynogim and Medina Zeil, that's the standard in the area around where the Chayadim live, Poland and Lithuania. Yeshnogim Lavorach al Shayad rak lo niach, Vekoigam al Shorosh, al Shorosh, and Lavorachim klal imenichon take it. If a person puts on the Shorosh immediately without any interruption, he would only make a bracha on the Shayad and not the Shorosh. That is, there is such a minig. But the Chayadim says the minig that was followed was to make two brachas, and that is actually the minig the Ramah brings, and that is the minig of Nusach Ashkenaz, that they make a bracha, one bracha on the Shayad. They keep quiet in order not to lose that bracha. That bracha should also go on the Shorosh. They make us, and on the Shorosh, we have the bracha of l'niach tefillin, which you're maintaining by being quiet, and we also make another bracha of al mitzvah tefillin specifically on the Shorosh as well. Have a good night.